Good morning. It's 7:24 a.m. on Friday, June the 14th, 2024. Lots of fours. Jeez. Here on a mostly cloudy morning on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's I'm running a bit. I'm running a bit low today. I think I'm about a quart low on something. I'm not exactly sure what, but sleep probably. I was up too late last night getting bread ready to go in the oven this morning, and woke up too early this morning for having gone to bed as late as I did. I curled up on a couch. The cat thought it was breakfast time and kept reminding me of that every 5 minutes. So I finally gave up around 5 o'clock and gave her breakfast, got some coffee, started the daily routine. Daily routine, which the first bit of which usually takes like 10 minutes. It took half an hour. And I realized, eventually came to me, that I needed to just stop what I was doing and pay attention to what I needed to have done in order to be back in time to light the oven to cook the bread before it gets any hotter. It's not terrible this morning. The cloud cover kept the heat in overnight, so it was, you know, it never got, I don't think it got below 68 all night. So I missed my 50 degree morning. It was already 68 when I got up at, when I looked at 4. And it hasn't changed much. I took a chance, left my hoodie home. Figured without the sun beating on me, it wouldn't be quite as onerous. And I was right, it's actually quite pleasant. Not quite cool, but it's not hot either. It's pleasant. Played a lot of Fallout yesterday. I need to figure out what I'm doing with Fallout beyond just collecting perks and making caps. I've got a lot of money now, so I collecting junk and selling it. Collecting armor and weapons and selling those rather than, I keep the junk, but I have several radial quests. I'm trying to focus on getting XP. I'm over 90. I don't know that I've ever had a survivor make it to 100. I usually get bored. But I have to say, it's really fascinating. Playing with a dog is different than playing with a character. I really want the character to be able to interact with me more. I want to be able to talk to them. And I can talk and ask for their thoughts and check in on the relationship, and occasionally they will offer the odd bon mot. It's actually bon mot, but anyway. It's interesting their perceptions of the environment often at odds with mine. I noticed it with Deacon as well, in that being unable to see anything in what to me is a perfectly visible room, it's hardly dark. I did forget to leave my pip light on. And somebody, one of my, Kate, stopped shining that light in my face. Oops. But the never-ending quest of radios, I've discovered that if I turn the radio off so that I'm not listening to Radio Freedom, the voice of the Minutemen, that I don't get all of the assistance quests. Bad news is I get all of the help defend flash notices, and I don't get any XP for those except for what I get by killing off the raiders. So I may have to turn the radio back on for a while, turn off one of the other radios, stop visiting the railroad for a while. Of all this clothing, I don't know quite what I'm doing with it. I've got a lot of cursor uniforms now, and those are really good. I might see if they help my stealth. The problem is that I can't put other armor over the top, so I can't use deep pockets and improve my carry capacity. The other side of that coin is that I already got strong back, so I can use action points to move, to run. And use fast travel when I'm overburdened, so loading up is not as onerous as it once was, which made it all the more important for me to invest in the shop so that I could earn the money from carrying all that crap back to the store. First world problems. I still have to fix my gate. I still have to fix the number on the house. I still have to install that last globe on the side. I'm assuming I can do that. And the problem is, of course, the temperature and everything, pretty much all of it, no, not quite, everything but the gate, requires a ladder. And the ladder is in the garage. And to get the ladder out, I need to open a garage door and wake up the rest of the household. That is not ever a viable alternative. I try very hard to keep things quiet until the spousal unit puts in her first appearance of the morning, and then I can make a little bit more noise. But basically it's 10 or 11 before noise is an option, before the garage is a true option, unless I've got some sort of appointment. Oh, speaking of which, I really need to get to the grocery store. Today's Friday. I don't have enough blueberries to get through the weekend. Van also needs fuel. I noticed that the other day. I was wandering back from taxi service and realized that the needle isn't on Wicked E yet. That's the one where the little idiot light comes on and says, "Hey, pay attention." But it's getting down there. And it rarely ever gets that low. The 3 miles back and forth to the grocery store don't exactly rack up the miles. I suspect starting the engine uses more gas than the actual trip. I really should trade that beast in and get something smaller. It's got a really small four-cylinder engine in it, so it's not like it's a big engine. It's not like it's a big vehicle. All right, eastern turn. There's a full cloud deck above me. There's no sun here this morning, no direct sun. That's good. And the breeze feels cool. The colors are quite dark. The greens are really green. Trees in full leaf. What is this? This is some sort of vine. I know what that vine is. It's all through the grass. And the little conical white flowers showing up all over the place, like little stars in the ground. It's quite pretty. Come on up, Hunter. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. I noticed the ryegrass is tipping down quite heavily now. I don't know how you tell if it's ripe. I wonder if I have to. Of course, I haven't actually planted any of last year's rye either. I should probably do something rash, like break open all the little packets of rye seed, put them into one. Before I start collecting new seed for the new year. I think I have some potting soil. I need to find the potting soil and fill a tray with some soil and throw in some of that rye and see if any of it is viable. There's another house with a dumpster. I need a dumpster. I got so much crap. It just needs to go away. Morning. A couple of bicyclists. Looking a bit bulgy in their cycling jerseys. But they're cycling. Looked like fun. Talking, have a good time. Oh yeah, twist your knee. Go ahead, dumbass. I'm still reading, much to my chagrin, I'm still reading Culinary King. I'm having to skip, and luckily it's pretty easy. I'm having to skip the hot and throbbing sex scenes. It's like, dude, it's lovely and all, but it's not really necessary. The rest of the story is really quite good. If I ignore those chapters, then the book is actually pretty decent. I like the world building. I like the way... I'm not a big fan of religion as a theme, but I like the way this world is being built out. It's a bit simplistic. I think I said the other day that if it weren't for the sex, this could be YA. It's because it's very straightforward. It's very plain. It's very linear in the storytelling, which is not a bad thing. But the tone, other than the sex, the tone is very much in the wide-eyed YA gestalt. It feels very YA. The main character, who's supposed to be almost 50, regressed into a 20-year-old, a 25-year-old body, and yet still has a great deal of wide-eyed wonder, very little by way of mature cynicism, a bit Pollyanna, and yet somehow engaging. I suppose the same could be said of Ishmael Wong. He doesn't let his darkness out. Lots of people suggesting subjects for my next book that are not the cat, which is interesting. Some of them I've already thought of. Some of them I've thought of and rejected. Some of them are still in the running. Series based on Maggie. Stevens and her rise in the Corps Navy's intelligence branch. I tried to write a short featuring her and her team working at Dark Knight Station during the transition from Edgar to Zachary to Condor. Couldn't get it right. Maybe I should go back and visit that. Big inspirations for that were, was it Russell Davies who wrote Wasp? I think so. I should find that book and read it again. It's old enough, it may be in the public domain. It was one half of, was it? I think it was one half of an Ace Double. Maybe not. Maybe it was a book by itself. I miss the Ace Doubles. Those are really short novels. Packaged two in a box, as it were. Two in a book. As a It was a really neat idea. It was a really good idea. It probably cost too much to produce, but it was a really cool idea. I liked it a lot. Should have worn a belt. I spent most of this walk hiking up my pants. The denim has stretched out enough that it's not holding its shape, let's put it that way. It's not holding my shape either. Yeah, so that's kind of a problem. The Willow Sisters looking good. Down in their ditch with their wet feet. Looking very weepy. Crab apple trees looking green and bushy. The little ones showed crab apples. These big ones don't, they flower. I think they're just mostly flowering crabs. I don't see any crab apples on them. You can see where the blossoms were, but there's no fruiting bodies there. Makes them a bit less messy. The cottonwoods make up for it. This big one cottonwood here in the corner of the park. Grandfathered in, apparently, because it's on public land and the city didn't want to take it down. We got two cottonwoods in the back. Every once in a while, the city comes by, talks to the homeowner there, have them take the trees down, but they don't ever. At this point, it would be a really expensive proposition to have those trees pulled down, but sooner or later, one of the more of those trees is going to come down on its own, and that's going to make a mess. I just hope it's in their yard, not mine. We'll see. Oh, look, here I am. I made it. Another walk, another day. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.